This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Brock Womble. Dr. Womble is superintendent of Mitchell County Schools. He joins us on a regular basis to inform citizens of events and activities going on in the Mitchell school system. And today he joins us with a special guest.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today. The special guest I have with us today is Mr. Gary Moore, principal of Deaton Elementary School. Mr. Moore, thank you for the opportunity for coming here today, and I appreciate all that you do for Deaton Elementary School.
Thank you for having me. Enjoy working with the students and parents, though.
At the April 29th board meeting, we named Mr. Mark Woody, currently assistant principal at Mitchell High School, as the principal of Mitchell High School. Mr. Woody will do a fantastic job for us at Mitchell High School. We appreciate all his dedication that he has provided Mitchell High School for the last 23 years. In addition, we also had a conversation about the configuration of our schools. We've had four public meetings at Tipton Hill Elementary School, Beulah Dean Elementary School, Googe Elementary School, and Deaton Elementary School. At those meetings, we talked about the configuration of our schools, most notably at the northern end of our county at Tipton Hill Elementary School and Beulah Dean Elementary School. After listening to the public, I recommended at the board meeting that we keep our same configuration at this time, a K-8 configuration at Tipton Hill Elementary School and a K-8 configuration at Beulah Dean Elementary School, knowing that we might possibly have more combination classes at both of those schools next year. But after listening to the community, felt like that was the best thing for our schools and our school system at this time. We are going to continue to have further conversations with Senator Joe Sam Queen and Representative Fry about hopefully changing legislation that currently exists where we can have more funding for those two small geographically isolated schools. We hope the state will look into funding each of those schools one teacher per grade level. We look forward to working with Senator Queen and Representative Fry on this matter, and we hope that we'll be able to get some resolution to this matter during this session. If for some reason the bill or the language that we would like does not get put into legislation this year, we will continue to have conversations with the community as far as the direction that we need to go. At our public meetings, we talked about providing a survey to our students and parents about their wishes for the school. I felt like, that at this time, it would be best to go ahead and make a decision on the configuration of the schools for next year so that parents would know what to expect going into next year. But then, at the beginning of next year, look into sending a survey out to the students and getting the wishes of the parents on how we can best utilize our funding in Mitchell County to provide the best education to all our students. Mr. Moore, what's going on right now at Deaton Elementary School?
Right now we're preparing our students for the upcoming end of grade testing that will begin on May 20th. We had a third grade parent night where we invited all of our third grade parents to come out. They ate sandwiches, then we reviewed the reading test, the math test, and we actually had parents doing some of the type questions that would be on the end of grade test. They're preparing the students every day for the testing. We do practice tests throughout the year, do assessments throughout the year to try to prepare the students. We encourage them just to continue working hard like they are now.
Mr. Moore, the end-of-grade tests are used as an assessment tool for students to be able to judge how their academic performance is at the end of third, fourth, and fifth grade at Deaton Elementary School. And we realize this gives the parents an assessment of how well their child is performing and gives them some feedback on what areas they need to improve. Is that correct?
That's correct. This is the criteria that the state uses to determine how well the students have obtained their knowledge from this year.
Mr. Moore, would you talk to us about how your technology is currently at your school and what good things you have there?
Okay, in the last year, we have purchased a new computer lab in our school. This year, we're expecting to get another lab in place along with some smart boards and other technology that is needed in the classrooms for not only for our students but for our teachers as well. We look forward to each year being able to rotate with the things that we need technology-wise in our classroom to help with our teaching skills and learning skills for the students.
How would you recommend to parents that are listening how they can be more involved at Deaton Elementary School?
On April 29th at our parent night we had for the third grade parents, it was a perfect example of parental involvement. This spring we also had a parent-teacher conference at our school, which we've never done in the spring before. We wanted to make sure the parents were aware of the testing that was coming up. We wanted them to know how well their child is doing as we near the end of the school year.
That's all the time we have for this edition of Community Close-Up. Our special guest for today, Dr. Brock Womble, superintendent of Mitchell County Schools, and Gary Moore, principal at Deaton Elementary School. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.